Okay, I learned it means Chosef Rosh Hashem Avra Moshe Mitzchen Rachel Pesach Shor Chol Yisrael Baruch Tzivu Rif Chavasio Pesach Shor Chol Yisrael. Five words, Parshas Boy. We're entering into the last few minutes of Tevis, going into Rosh Chodesh Shvat. They say from the Svarim HaGadoshim, that's what Chedush Sharim brings down, that Shvat stands for Shmus Besoros Tovos. You hear good things, Shamrim Baruchim Tarim, the Svarim say. It's a tremendous time of guarding, of bracha, and of purity. So here we go, as we go into the parshios of the Chodesh of Shvat. The first word comes from the Kotzke Rebbe, and he says, the Pasuk says, Bo El Paro, right? The opening Pasuk in this week's Parshi, Paragiyot, Pasuk that says, Bo El Paro. Usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe to go talk to someone, it says, Lech El, what's this Bo? Says the Heilige Kotzke Rebbe, why the Afka does it say Bo here? It says, Moshe was afraid to go into Paro. But at the end of the day, it looked like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there. It looked like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there right by his side. So he says, Bo, Kimarayim, come to Paro, you'll see that I'm mamish there too. He was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu that wherever you go, I go with you. And I says, Lech means to go there, but I'm not going to be there. Bo, come, that doesn't mean come to Paro, it means realize that I'm there with you. Bo al Paro means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm throughout the world, know that I'm always with you wherever you go. Beautiful idea, starting off from the Kotzke Rebbe. Moving on to Perek, Yud, Pasuk Tes. So Paro says, who's going to go out? Moshe famously says, Yomer Moshe ben Arenu b'zgninu neilech, with our lads, with our youngs, with our younger ones, our older ones, neilech, b'vanenu b'noseinu, our sons and our daughters, b'tzonenu b'koreinu neilech yichar Hashem lanu. At the end of the day, with our goats, with our sheep, with all our cattle, it's going to be a great holiday for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Yismach Moshe, why Dafka is it called Chag Hashem? Why Dafka is it called a holiday, a yontif? So he says, at the end of the day, you have to look at the beginning of the Pasuk. You want to know what's Chag Hashem? He says, when the Benarenu ubizkaninu nelech, when the Benarenu go in the way of the Zikanim, when the Na'arim follow in the Zikanim's ways, and they follow in their Mesorah, and they follow in their way, their Tfilo, and their Davin, and their Midos Tovos, and their Shemayim, and their Shoivim, and their Panimius, and their realness, and their passion, and their energy, and their Vodos Hashem, that's Kichag Hashem Lanu. He says, "Benarenu v'zekeninu neilech." When the children go out as their parents, as their grandparents, there's a very good word to be able to use that. You know, any type of simcha this week, taka. That's the biggest kichag Hashem lanu. That is the biggest yontif for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Such a beautiful, beautiful idea from the Heilige Yismach Moshe. Beautiful, beautiful idea. Moving on to idea number three. So it says over in the Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Zechor HaSalam HaZeh, Hayom HaZeh, Hashem Yitzesim Yimitzrayim. You have to remember the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. As of Aaron Cutler, it's brought down the Sefer Ol Aryeh. Why Davka is there a mitzvah to remember Yitzesim Yimitzrayim? But there's no Davka mitzvah to remember Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, we have Sheish Zechiros to remember Maim and Harsinai, but we all know Zechis Yitzesim is at a much bigger level than Kabbalah Satorah. Says of Aaron Cutler, great, great idea. He said that at the end of the day, we have to remember the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. But Kabbalah Satorah is every single day. Kabbalah Satorah, we know Chazal say that every day we have to view it as if it's its own Kabbalah Satorah. We're not remembering Kabbalah Satorah as a remembrance. That's Yisiyas Yisrael. Remember the Ribbono Shel Olam's miracles, that he does miracles today also as he did then. But Kabbalah Satorah, there's no active remembrance at this on the same level as the Eichas Yisrael, because every single day we have to make it our own, a new Kabbalah Satorah. That's what the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down. Rav Shor quotes it in all the Svarim around Shovavim, that Shovavim, the tremendous time of Tahara, of Kedusha, come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Shovavim is Gematria Shas, 360. Shovavim, 360, Shas, 360. Because there's no greater way to be purified and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam than a daf of Gemara, than a little bit of piece of Torah. Reminds me of a Meister of Yitzchak Avorka, was on his deathbed. And he told his last words to Chassidim around him. Yitzchak Avorka said, there's nothing that purifies the Jewish neshama more. There's nothing that purifies a Yid more than a daf of Gemara. That's the Avodah. That's what Rav Aaron Cutler was saying. The Davka, why Davka is the remember Yisrael Tzitzitzitzitzit. You don't remember Kabbalah Satorah in the same way? Because Kabbalah Satorah, every day is new. Every day is fresh. A new day of Kabbalah Satorah. Doesn't matter. Yesterday you did great. Okay, amazing. But every day is a new day of Torah, a new day of fire, going closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this actually connects very much to the idea number four as well. The number four, Pasuk, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk says, Eres Davas Chalav Devash. You're going to come to a land flowing with milk and honey. So at the end of the day, the Heilige Chavetz Chaim, the last two words are going to come from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says that Torah and Eretz Yisrael go together very much. He says that the The Shema for Klal Yisrael is the Torah, and the Guf of Klal Yisrael is the Eretz Yisrael. He says at the end of the day, you can't have a Guf without a Neshama. You have Eretz Yisrael as the Guf, but there's no Torah, and it's a Guf below Neshama. It's like something you can't be alive. But when there's Neshama in Eretz Yisrael, right, the Neshama is Torah, and the Guf is Eretz Yisrael, then it can be Eretz Chachavol Devash. He says at the end of the day, when it's Eretz Yisrael without Torah, then it's Guf Bali Neshama. V'rak Shneem Ke'echa Toivim. You have to have both. On my side, I thought that was very, very much connected to an idea that I saw from Rav Schechter. The idea from Rav Schechter is as follows. He said it on Rav Schechter on the Parsha, page 60 from last week. The Pasuk says in Va'ir, Ve'avesi yitzchem en al aratah shenasasi yitzhi adoy lasis osa l'avram yitzhal l'ayak v'nasati yosal l'chem rosha ni Hashem. I shall bring you to the land which I raised my hand to give to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I shall give it to you as a heritage. So he quoted that, Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zatzal. The Marosh is related to the word Yerusha. But then he says the Marosh is only... Rav Schechter said this in his own Torah, that Marasha, the word Marasha is used by Eretz Yisrael here in Ve'ira, and it's also used Marasha, right? Torah Tzivilanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov, right? It's a heritage. It's something. It's an inheritance. It's something that the Jew has. It says that Eretz Yisrael in the Torah, maybe we could say that the Chavetz Chaim is the same thing. That you can't have it. You can't just have it because you have it as because your parents have it. No, you have to work on it the same way. If you want to have the connection to Eretz Yisrael, Gevaldik, but you have to work for it, right? The Gemara says that you only does a marasha, how to get marasha ela ma'ura. So you have to be engaged to the Eretz Yisrael. You have to find your own connection to Eretz Yisrael. But the same thing applies to Torah as well. You have to find your own way. Just because your parents or grandparents were big time Chacham doesn't mean that you are going to be. You have to find your own fire to the Torah. The dafka, that's the vort of the Chavetz Chaim, the first vort Chavetz Chaim al Torah. He says Eretz Avaz Chalav Devash. It's going to mean a land flowing with milk and honey. You know, I have the neshama and the guf. The neshama is the Torah. The guf has Eretz Yisrael. But it's got to be both. If you don't keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, then it's a guf below your neshama. But you have the Torah and the guf. You have Torah and Torah, the Torah, the neshama, and Eretz Yisrael and the guf. Then you have both. Just to end off with the fifth, final idea, this is actually a ma'aseh of the Chavetz Chaim. But you know, the end of the parsha talks about tefillin. Your gimel test should be to you as a sign, remember between your eyes. So the Chavetz Chaim followed the custom of Ashkenaz. He only put on Rashi tefillin. However, it's brought down in Sfarim. In his final years, the Chavetz Chaim began to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And they asked him, why is it that he added this custom? Why dafka did he add, in his final years, did he start wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So the Chavetz Chaim is quoted as saying, and I'll just quote it in the lesson that it says here in the Sefer, being that I'm an old man, I will soon be summoned to the world of truth. I'll meet Rabbeinu Tam there, and he will probably ask me, Yisrael Meir, you learned a lot of my toises, my svaros, my nafkaminas, my svaros seemed right in your eyes. And you revived your soul with my words. So why did you reject my tefillin? Says Chavetz Chaim, and what will I answer then? I used his svaros and all the toises and all the Mishnah Berurah and all the Sram that I wrote, but in my head, but I didn't wear the Rabbeinu Tam. I couldn't wear. Why did I reject his tefillin? So at the end of the day, I think this is a tremendous lesson in sensitivity. And no matter where we go, a person has to be so sensitive to every little thing, every little person that we meet, or that we don't meet, have to be so sensitive. Reminds me of a Maisa, a Torah from all these parshas. Why dafka did Moshe Rabbeinu not daven? I want to try to keep it to five, but this is already six or seven vorts. Why dafka did Moshe Rabbeinu only daven for Miriam to get better? He didn't daven for his own self to get better, right? We know famously that the Medrash says that Moshe, as a baby, he was put in front of the Paro, and he was grabbing at the crown. The philosophers, Paro's chever, were saying that maybe he was the guy who's going to be taken out. So he put a bunch of fire. Gavriel, the Malach comes. They put the fire and the crown in front of him, and he pushes his hand to the fire, and he touches his mouth. So ask the Sefer Talmud Bayodo, quoted by Rabbi Yudin Shlita, in his Sefer Gateways to Happiness, why did Moshe ever daven to the Rabbanu Shalom the same way he davened for Miriam? Says the Sefer Talmud Bayodo, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu always wanted to have that sense of a karsa tov. He always wanted to remember the miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him. So Dafka, that's why he always wanted to have that sensitivity to remember how much Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him when he was a young lad. And that's why he only Dafka let down for Miriam, but he down for himself, because he always wanted to remember what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for him. And that sensitivity, that's what leadership is always being sensitive to when someone does something good for you, you don't even forget. You always remember, you go out of your way. That's why I thought of Dafka by third Makkah, the Makkah of Kinim of last week, but Makkah of Kinim, right? At the end of the day, why Dafka did Moshe not do Kinim? Because the Chazal said, because the land covered up the Mitzri. But at the end of the day, Dasan and Revim found out about the Mitzri. So I think the message is, and I'm not sure who says this, but The message is, even if a person has a curse to someone, even if someone didn't work out, a shidduch didn't work out, a job opportunity didn't work out, whatever didn't work out, we still have a curse to tov, even if something doesn't work out. So just review these five ideas. We started off with the Kutzker Rebbe. Why Dafka says bo al paro, not leichal paro? Because bo al paro, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, Kim Ryan, I'm there with you. I'm going to be with you no matter what. Don't just go to paro, but no, I'm going to be with you everywhere you go in your life. And I think this is a tremendous lesson. Wherever you go in life, to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu is right by our side. We could talk to him, mamish, right every single minute. Number two, Yismach Moshe says, "Benarein of Zegnino Nelech." Why is it called Kichag Hashaman? Why is it Yontif? Yes, that's exactly what it is. Benarein of Zegnino Nelech. When our kids go in the ways of their grandparents and their great grandparents, that is a chag. When we go in the way of our parents, grandparents, that's the biggest Yontif. There's no bigger nachas. So the third idea of Aaron Cutler, why Davka has such an emphasis on Yisias Mitzrayim Zechira, but not Yisias Kabbalas Torah, because Kabbalas Torah every single day is new. When you have a zechira, it's just remembering. It's very nice, but there's no emphasis on zechira. Zechira is kabbalas Torah, because every day is a new kabbalas Torah. We'll learn to go closer to the Bona Shem. As Rav Yitzchak Vorkas, there's nothing more purifying than to a Jew's neshama than a daf of gemar. Shovim is gematria shas. And the fourth idea of the Chavetz Chaim, you go to Ches, Eretz Galav Chalas Odavash. At the end of the day, the guf is Eretz Yisrael v'Chai Yisrael. The Torah is the neshama of Chai Yisrael, but you have to have both. You want to have a land flowing with milk and honey, you got to have Torah, you got to have Eretz Yisrael, you got to have both. And the Avkadav Shechter says, that's why Marasha is only used twice in the Torah, once by Torah, once by Eretz Yisrael. A Jew has to connect himself, Atzik Marasha Ele Ma'orasa. He has to find his own connection to the Torah, his own connection to Eretz Yisrael. Don't just rely on his past. In his past, it's very important to rely on the Messiah, but you also have to find your own connection. Finally, the Chavetz Chaim's idea. He says at the end of the day, his custom, the story, the fifth story about tefillin, why that the only way Rabbeinu Tam when he got older. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, I'm an old man, Rabbeinu Tam's going to ask me, you learned my svaros in your head, but you couldn't, you rejected my tefillin. So I thought that was an amazing lesson in sensitivity. Like we saw from the mice of the Sefer, the Torah from the Sefer Talmud B'Yodo, we saw at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu still had the curse of tov to the land. Even though that then the day Dasan Aviram found out that he did kill that mitzri, which we zochem Eretz Hashem to always realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu by our side, to go in the ways of our grandparents, of our great grandparents, of all the tzaddikim. So every single day, mamash to be like a new kabbalah of Torah, especially in the days of Shavuot, to remember that Torah and Eretz Yisrael are all one, and to remember that then to be sensitive and caring to everyone that we meet throughout our lives as Hashem Yisbarach Shkoyach.